Again, it's Mike Mullaney here on Radio.com. The show is New England Lifestyles, and we talk about, you know, different approaches to the world. We talk about charity events. We talk about people making a difference. We also talk to folks who can help us get over the hump of tough situations. It would go without saying that this is one of the hardest economies we've ever had to deal with COVID and the lockdown and so many businesses going out and so many folks being out of work. A lot of people are looking at themselves and saying, what do I do next? And my guest today says, well, this is a good opportunity to figure out who you are, what you want to do. The Conscious Business and Transformation Coach, her name is Sarah Rose. Welcome to Radio.com, Sarah Rose.
Thank you. Excited to be here, Mike. Thank you for having me.
It's a tough time. And I know a lot of folks, you know, and this is just something that happens. People kind of figure out who they are and kind of put a lot of their identity into their job. And inevitably, you know, if you work for someone else, that can be taken away very quickly. What can we do to kind of reframe ourselves if we have to, you know, look at what we're doing, if we lose our jobs or something?
Well, in COVID, when it hit, a lot of people were, you know, furloughed or lost their job and even forced to go inside, physically forced to go inside. And so that was an opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, take stock on what's really important to them. And so many entrepreneurs that I work with at that point in time actually decided to make a shift towards something that they're more passionate about, something that they feel is more in line with their, you know, quote unquote purpose. I don't know if that exactly answered your question.
No, but it kind of does, because, you know, here's the thing. So many people get into jobs and they just stay with the jobs because it's like, well, it's what I've always done, you know. But then you hear stories of people, you know, getting a law degree and then becoming a cook or something, because that's what spoke to them. A lot of folks really need to figure out who they are and what they are, you know, because so many people take jobs just because, you know, maybe it's the family business. Maybe they went to college. And this is one of the great things that it's always fascinated me. At the age of 18, people expect us to be able to make a decision about what is going to make us happy and fulfill us for the rest of our life. Where at 18, I couldn't even figure out what I was going to do that night, let alone chart out, you know, my career path. You know, I went to art school, studied, and after 2 years of art school, all I really learned was that I wasn't a very good drawer. You know what I mean? A few years later.
But that was excellent, though, that you experienced that and you went there and you tried it, you experienced it, you realized it wasn't something that you necessarily were feeling called to do. So you're right. We do identify with, you know, this is, you know, our personality and our ego is the one that uses out external things to validate ourselves. And our job is one of those things. We seek some form of validation through that. So it can be very shocking if that is taken away from you.
No, it's a great, it is a great point, you know, because after I left there, I was like, well, what do I love? And I love music a lot. So I went to a radio station and said, look, I have absolutely no experience whatsoever, but I would like to offer you my passion. And someone said, yeah, come on in here. And next thing I know, here I am running three major radio stations in Boston. And you never know how it's going to go, but it had to do with following my passion. How do we figure out what our purpose in life is? How can we, you know, do the fearless moral inventory and answer that question?
Yeah, so you hit on a lot of good points. This is exactly, first off, it's not what you should be doing. It's what lights you. Ask yourself what lights you up. It's about taking the step towards your passion, not necessarily knowing how the end result's going to turn out, not knowing, because when you're guided by your passions, you're guided by, like, your inner soul, your inner, that's what's giving you these inner impulses. But if you do what society, quote unquote, society tells you you think you should do, like maybe you should take over your family job, maybe you should go to college to be a doctor, or maybe you should go to college to do this or that, but you're doing it because of all the shoulds, right? You're doing it because of the conditioned belief systems and the pressures around you. And you're not necessarily following what lights you up or what your passion is. But when you're able to take the step towards your passion without necessarily knowing how it's going to unfold, because you're not going to know how it's going to unfold. When you align with your passion, you're not going to see all the steps ahead of you. The path is lit as you walk it, and you have to take that first step, and then you have to take that second step, and then you have to take that third step. And the universe is sort of guiding you and showing you these little opportunities begin to open up as you take that step in faith. You take that step towards what it is that really lights you up, that you're passionate about, and it'll come full circle. So it's about following your passion and recognizing if you're doing something because you think you should be doing something, or if you're actually, like, wait a second. And this is why COVID was so important. It caused people to slow down. It caused people to not interact even with anybody else other than their own household and go inside. And the ones that really utilized this time to go inside and self-reflect have come out the other side of COVID prosperous. I work with entrepreneurs all the time that were furloughed or laid off, and they've aligned with their purpose-driven path and have moved into a freeing way to live versus a constrictive feeling, which is what happens if you're stuck doing something that you don't love to do. But you have to take that step. You have to be willing to be feeling good in the uncertainty, like recognizing the uncertainty, making peace with the uncertainty, because you're not necessarily going to know how it's going to go. And if you try to get in your head too much about it, like, well, how is this going to make me money? How is that going to work? How is this going to happen? You know, if you try to, you're trying to lay the pieces out, and your job is just to follow the spiritual breadcrumb, I like to call it, and just follow that step.
But you're making that great point. And again, you know, as we talk today, I want to direct to people to sarah-rose.net. That's your website. Or if people are on Twitter, I know a lot of folks are there. Sarah Rose, I-N-T-L, is the Twitter handle. It's interesting that you say that, because, you know, so many people live their life through fear. You know, it's like, well, I fear what will happen if I don't do this. I fear what would happen if I, you know, did this. I have to do this because I have to get a paycheck. There are so many people who live life fearing what the outcomes might be rather than think of what the possibilities could be. You know, there's, you know, so many people, when they found out that they, you know, couldn't go to work or would have to, you know, have time down, it's really, look, it. I'm never going to say losing your job is a good thing. But if there was ever a time to be unemployed this last few months, where there was a lot of relief and unemployment was covered pretty well for a lot of folks, it did give people an opportunity to kind of explore who they are, re-explore relationships, explore what they had, what their passions were. What are ways people can find those passions? Because, I mean, if you ask most people what your passions are, they'd probably say sitting on my couch watching Netflix. And I'm not sure there's a career there. Maybe there is. Maybe I'm missing it. But what are the questions you ask yourself to really figure out what is the stuff that kind of, you know, lights you up?
First off, like, sitting in front of your couch and Netflix, you know, is obviously, you know, it can be a form of entertainment. It can also be a form to numb out. When you're not liking what it is that you're doing, you'll find ways to numb out to the pain. You'll find ways to numb out to the fact that you're feeling complacent, stuck, stifled, and or not expanding into your purpose. And that may look like a lot of different things, including vegging out to Netflix 24/7. And also, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a bad thing to lose your job. There's really necessarily no good or bad. Oftentimes, the things that they're wake-up calls, and a lot of times when one door shuts, it's because another door opens. So first and foremost, it's recognizing that everything is always serving you at the highest level. You get to perceive whether or not losing your job is a good or bad thing. And if the job was draining you, it was a good thing. If the job if you hated your job, it was definitely a good thing, because it's not in alignment with your soul. So it's not necessarily a bad thing if you lose your job. And sometimes some of the biggest issues, I mean, I talk to people that have gone through cancer and all of these other things, and they say that these are the best things that ever happened to them. Why? Because it woke them up to the present moment and forced them to go within. So the long story answer to your question is, you have to go within. You're not going to be able to find it by looking outside of yourself. You have to take the precious time to self-reflect and go within and start to ask yourself, what is it that I want to do with my life? If a paycheck wasn't required and money wasn't required, even though obviously that stuff's going to come to you once you come into alignment, but if none of that stuff mattered, what would I be doing with my time? What really lights me up? Would I be painting? Would I be hiking? Like, follow what really gives you fun, or what provides you a source of fun, joy, aliveness. And as you start to do those things, you will start to come into more and more connection with your inner being, which is exactly not what you're doing if you're vegging out on Netflix. So the answer is, you have to go within. You have to start following the impulses of what really lights you up, finding out what those things are that light you up. And it could be as simple as petting your dog. If petting your dog gives you joy and going for a walk with your dog, start going on a walk with your dog. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I tend to talk a little fast, but you know what I'm saying? It's about honoring what really brings you joy and doing those things. But when you switch your momentum into that, everything starts to, your energy and your momentum shifts into that, right? And so you're no longer numbing out or complacent, Now you're doing one thing that lights you up, which leads to another thing that lights you up. And here's the magic. When you start to do those things, you're opening yourself up to divine inspiration, which you were previously numbing yourself out to, whether it's drinks at happy hour or Netflix binges and things like that. Like, I'm not saying any of those are good or bad. I'm just saying you'll go from numbing to opening. And when you go to opening, you will receive this spark of insight, this creative spark of insight, just like Einstein talks about. This is where he got most of his ideas, was going within, listening to his intuition, which you can't do if you're drowning it out all the time with social media, TV, socializing, and all the things that just keep your mind focused on one thing to the next, which is what our modern conditioned society trains us to do.
And again, if you're just tuning in to New England Lifestyles, I'm Mike Mullaney. This is Radio.com in Boston, and we are talking to Sarah Rose, a conscious business and transformation coach. The website is sarah-rose.net. And we're just talking about the fact that, you know, look, a lot of people have had their lives disrupted. And, you know, a lot of people, and I'll raise my hand to this. A lot of people panic at situations rather than say, okay, well, look, I'm just going to take a day or two to figure out where my head's at. So many people panic and say, oh my God, I'm screwed. Everything is going wrong. What am I going to do? But the path is there. You know, it's one of the things that I've always said to myself, you know, being in certain industries, yeah, I always encourage people, what's your plan B and C? You shouldn't think of plan B and C the day you lose your job. You should be, you know, having just casual conversations with yourself, asking yourself, well, where's my passion? Where am I going? You know, over the years, you know, I say to people, do you ever volunteer? What stuff are you drawn to in volunteering? Maybe that's something that's a passion. You know, when I was over the years in radio, one of the things I've always found time to do is work with kids, you know, whether it be coaching number of little league teams or teaching CCD and stuff like that. I get a great amount of joy teaching kids and seeing kids. I see the spark of discovery in their minds and learning to understand themselves and stuff like that. So I know that is a path that I could go down. You know, maybe I should be teaching kids, you know, broadcasting or something like that. There are many, many things, but that's something that's always given me joy. What are the questions you ask people when you say to them, well, I don't even know what brings me passion? Are questions like that some of the things that lead people to those paths?
Well, here's the thing. It's less about trying to figure out what you should do. So like if someone's asking, maybe I should, the word should be a big red alert, because the mind is what's trying to figure out what you should do. And what I'm saying is it's time to go within. The mind is the one that worries. The mind is the one that gets stuck in the duality, worrying about the past or the future, trying to figure it out. The mind thinks and worries, but the mind is not your soul. You're being guided from your inner purpose, you know, like your inner calling. In order to listen to that, you have to slow down. So it's like if you're trying to figure it out from the mental body, then you're putting the, you know, carriage before the horse, so to speak. Yeah. You're not going to, it will find you. The inspiration finds you when you quiet the mind, when you're not trying to figure it out, when you're immersing yourself in nature, because that brings you joy, or you're immersing yourself in something that, you know, brings you, you know, satisfaction and things like that. And then the inspiration strikes. So it's not about trying to figure it out. It's not about a list of questions, like a checklist to figure out what it is that is your passion or your purpose. It's about tapping into the inner part of you, like that really lights you up. Like what would light you up, but like slowing down enough to tap into that, taking note of what that is, following the impulses of what does pop up for you, because you will be guided. Anytime you are asking to be guided on your soul journey or your purpose-driven journey, you will receive the inspirations and the guidance if you slow down enough to listen to it. But the problem I see so many people doing is trying to figure it out, quote-unquote figure it out. If you're trying to quote-unquote figure it out, or something that you think you quote-unquote should be doing, then you're addressing it from the mental body, from the mind that is trying to avoid certain situations. It's the duality, it's the ego, it's the personality, and it's the mind that worries, and it's the mind that tries to figure everything out and will cause you to go through this overly frustrating cycle. It'll lead to frustration and overwhelm because I haven't figured out my purpose. Man, I haven't figured out my purpose. And that can be very sort of depressing if you sort of feel lost and you know you're on a deeper level, you know you want to do something different, but you're trying to figure it out. Well, the secret is tap into the knowing that knows you want to do something different and get out of the mind.
So let me ask you this then. One of the things is we have to detach from the insanity of our brain, because you know when it comes down to it, we're always pushing. You know, it's like, every time someone says, "Let's talk micro crash, I got to sell everything," I'm like, "Can you just relax and chill and figure it out? It's a long term thing. You don't have to immediately react to everything that happens." So opening up your mind to mindfulness and just kind of relaxing the mind and seeing what the universe and nature and everything is saying. What are some steps we can take to kind of quiet our mind? Because I know that, you know, years ago I got into meditation and it blew my mind what I found when I concentrated on nothing. Suddenly things that I'd never even imagined entered my head. It blew my mind, quite honestly, because, you know, we're constantly thinking. What are some things we can do to kind of open up our minds and our souls to just what might be out there? Are there steps to take every day that we can just do to kind of get out of our own heads?
Oh yeah, there's definitely steps, and it's definitely a lifelong practice. Once you get rolling with it, that only gets stronger. So it may be somewhat difficult at first to it can be frustrating to people that are just starting out with a mindfulness routine or a meditation routine, but definitely meditation and mindfulness is the gold star for separating from being able to cultivate where the silent witness, the observer within, like separating yourself from your mind, recognizing that you're not your mind and you're not your thoughts. You have like a ton of thoughts every single day. Most of them are probably negative. You don't have to believe them, and they're not you. They're not the essence of you. So you have to start to cultivate the gap between this personality self that is out there worrying and thinking and doing these things versus the observer, the witness, the consciousness that is observing it. And you do that through meditation. You do that through mindfulness. You do that through even setting the intention. Spiritual law of intention is very, very powerful. You set the intention, today I'm going to align more with seeing my world through the eyes of source, through the eyes of my higher, whatever you believe in. Right. So, and you start to set the intention, because the intention is like this, intention is like the motor that keeps keeps everything moving. So like if you're just walking around with no intention, then you're just reacting, and you sort of have to like catch that pattern, because like you said, we get stuck in these knee jerk reaction patterns. They are fear based. They are rooted even in our primal fears, just as a strategy for survival. But what happens is we're no longer like hunters and gatherers trying to like survive. You know, for the most part, if you're listening to this radio show, you're not in this fight or flight mode anymore. But yet our ego and our personality will still attach things like some event that happens in our life that's not life threatening as this life threatening event. So we still have this like reptilian part of our brain that reacts to fear. Yeah. And then the ego flares up the more and more you try to go down this path, because the ego is like this false identity self, and it's not your true essence. And so it's going to come up with all ways to sabotage and procrastinate and everything. So it's about becoming more mindful and having a dedicated practice that allows you to self-reflect. Journaling is another way for you to do this. It allows you to self-reflect. So I always recommend starting a meditation and or some form of self-reflection practice.
Yeah,
and that's consistent.
Yeah, these are good. And you know, you said something that kind of sparked something in my head. You know, so many people don't take advantage of their senses. You know what I mean? It's like the things every day when you get outside. When's the last time you actually breathe the air and look for the smells and really listen to what was around you? There are so many things we ignore that are built and designed for us to interpret and take messages from the world. So it's a great point you make on so many levels.
Well, this is a great point you make. This is key. So when you're in mindfulness state, it doesn't have to be just meditating on your couch. It's when you're out in the day and you're feeling the temperature on your skin, you're feeling the wind in your hair, you're smelling the flower that you just walked by. Like, you're so in the present moment, because when you're in the present moment, here's the thing. This is, you may have heard of Eckhart Tolle, Power of Now. This is what he teaches as well. It's universal wisdom, right? That he's downloading. But this is when you're in the present moment, you are not in your mind, which means you're not worrying about the past or the present. And you're not in a state of anxiety, you're not in a state of stress, you're not in a state of worry, you're not in a state of figuring anything out, you're just present. And when you're present, this is what opens you up to the divine inspirations or the downloads. I like to refer to it as where literally your soul can begin to speak to you in a way that you can hear, because it's always speaking to you. But when you're numbing out to Netflix, you're not going to hear it. So it's about becoming more present.
Well, again, it's a great conversation. Sarah Rose, if you want to connect with her, you can visit her website, sarah-rose.net. Sarah, it's really been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for joining us here at Radio.com in Boston.
Oh, my God, I loved it so much. It's been such a pleasure, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.